Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I want to deal with, I'm enjoying this kind of moving around in the book of Psalms a little bit, that Hebrew songbook. Let's deal with Psalm 16, where it talks about the Holy One not being allowed to see corruption, a verse that gets quoted in the New Testament as well, Psalm 16:10. And this is a prayer of David. It's also what we would call a messianic psalm. It means it's a song that speaks about the coming Messiah. We know that Messiah is Jesus. David, of course, would not have known the name. But it's a prayer David is offering with really a double reference to how Jesus is going to be dealt with by the Father. From the verse, we gather that Jesus would descend into the heart of the earth sometime between death on the cross and between his resurrection. And people call this place, and the Word of God calls this place, hell. I don't want to get into the doctrines of hell. I think we really take a step backwards in the presentation of good news when we start to get into things that can't be, a lot of things can't be quantified. But we do know that Jesus told stories about hell. He told the story, I think there's deeper meanings than just spiritual, about the rich man and Lazarus. But let's deal with what we know. And what we know is that Jesus didn't suffer some sort of spiritual flames of hell in order to redeem you and me. He didn't have to go to hell and be a sinner or something along those lines. I've heard that taught, I've heard that preached, and it always disturbs me because I just want you to know that, I'm going to get into why it's disturbing in a moment, but let's get into the physicality of the verse. Jesus didn't stay in the grave long enough to see corruption. It meant that God was going to bring him up quickly, which he did within 3 days. And his resurrection brought the fulfillment of this prophecy. The Apostle Paul said in Ephesians 4:7 that every believer has received grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. And this categorizes grace as a free gift that comes to you because of what Jesus has done and that he had offered his life in a very specific manner. Listen to the next verse, Ephesians 4:8. Wherefore he says, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. And so we see Jesus ascending into the heavenlies, leading captivity captive before giving us the gift of grace among other gifts. And Paul explains the captive in verses 9 and 10. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. So Christ's arrival in the heavenlies caused him to fill all things, and he arrived with a captive group of captives. Now, there's a lot of directions we can go here, and one of the thoughts is that he descended into Abraham's bosom, and he brought with him all of the souls that had died in the faith prior to the cross, or had died under the covenant of Abraham's promise, and that they weren't allowed to access heaven, and that he would take them there, and that his blood would allow them in. I know it's not what people want to hear to say you don't know, that we don't know. But the reality is we don't know everything that transpired. So let's not always worry ourselves about what we don't know. It's not that it's not worth study, but let's do concern ourselves with what we do know. What we do know is this about the blood. Hebrews 9, verses 11 and 12. Christ being come a high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. So he did all of this and rose from the dead. The resurrection was really God's stamp of approval on what Jesus had accomplished, and it is done to show us that if he raised, we can live in him also. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.